the covered, you may shave him, start off. We're going to sugi that starts off in the sugi nida, Masechta Nida. The Mishnah Nida of the Testament Bay says that Isha, she oisit shachera, veros adam. And Isha, that the Beis Akisei, by Meri Glayim, there's a riyah of dam. She saw dam with the Meri Glayim. Isha, there was a riyah. Rameya says, if the Isha was a medes, then it's tamei. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Kach Rabbi Kach Tayer. Rabbi Yosef says in all cases it's tar. I was Mishnah saying if it was Kiragil, it was Yesheves, the Isha was sitting, then everyone holds a tar. But if the Isha was a medes, Shloi Kiragil by an Isha, the Megalim came by Mida when the Isha was standing, that's tamei. So the Gemara explains that basically the Meskiyudua, the Gantza Guf, the whole body is Moli Dam. And we also know, but the only dam that's tamei is dam that comes from the makar. It's a person, specific place in the guf, which is called the makar. The Mishnah Nidach Yitzayin and Beis explains the whole a little bit the anatomy exactly what the makar is. But only dam that comes from the makar is tamei. That's dam nida. But other dam is not. There's a meila when there's dam in the Meir Glayim. Pashtus the Meir Glayim has no sheches with the makar. The Meir Glayim has more sheches with the kloyus. It comes originating from the kidneys, from the kloyus. That's where it comes from. So pashtus, if there be dam in the Meir Glayim, we should assume that the dam came from a dam mak in the kidneys, that there's some sort of bleeding in the kidneys. Maybe she should go to a doctor, but she's tar. She's not telling me. There's no reason to think that dam in the Meir Glayim has any sheches with the makar. But that's all when everything is kiragil, is normal, is regular, that the issue was yeshevis. But if the issue was a medes, then Rameya holds that there's a doichuk in the guf. When the isha is mashed in the amida, it's like doing something not regular, it's like forcing it. Sometimes the meraglaim goes further up in the body to a different place, and maybe the meraglaim went by the makar, and it picked up some dam from the makar, and this dam that you see that was seen in the meraglaim, maybe it was brought down from the makar, maybe it's dam nida. That's a meishita. And the Beis is chalak. The Beis says even by medes, this is tahir. What's the reason? What's the time of the machaikas of Mei and Beis? The Mishnah doesn't say, and the Gemara also doesn't say. But the Beis Yosef and Simon Kutz Tzadik Aleph, the Beis Yosef brings down Kshuva Siran, Simon Memtes, the Ran says, the machaikas is, the Rameya, that them says, even by Medes, al pi roi, dam in the Meraglayim is not from the Makar. It's not Tomei. It's al pi roi. It's only, the most you can say is a shtukul miyat. That maybe by Mida, the Meraglayim went further up onto the Makar and brought some down from the Makar, but it'd be only a miyat. And Meila, Rameya Lashitase, Rameya, we all over Shas is Chashin and Lamuta. Rameya all over the Gemara says, is Chayesh Lamuta. It's a Gemara in famous Gemara in Yivamas Dach Kafites, a Gemara in Gittin Dach Bezim Veiz, Rameya Chashin and Lamuta, Chayesh Lamuta. That's why Rameya holds his Tame, because of Chayesh Lamuta. And Ibeisi will hold his Tame, because Ibeisi will hold like the Bonn, and that's not Chashin and Lamuta. We're not Chayesh Lamuta. We go Basi Roiv, and Alpi Roiv, even by Mida, this Dame is going. If it be muti miyuta, then it may be moida. No, but yeshevus say hakom moidim that it's not even considered miyuta. There's no reason to think that the meraglaim I guess you're right. We call that miyuta, ma, maybe even more than that right now. So again, the one of the cases of where we have the famous machlokes of Meir and the Bonum, whether the Chayesh Lamuta or not, is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says it's a braisa that the Meir holds katnu katana in miyabnim. Katnu katana should not do yibam. The reason is because shema yimotzi saris or shema yimotzi agonis. Because maybe later on we'll find that this katnu was really a saris, could not have children, or the issue will be nerled in her simani agonis. She'll be proven to be an agonis. She can have children. And a person who can have children is potter min yibam v'chalitza. It's exactly a kasev that only someone who's able to be moiled is chayv in yibam v'chalitza. So, and if they attack a potter, it's still esh eshechev. It'll be esh eshechev shalim baka mitzvah. Therefore, katan ketana should not. We don't let them be miyabim. We don't let them grow up together because we're afraid that maybe it'd be found to be a saris or an ayinus. And the banan chayil, the banan says, if there's a katan and they want to get married, I'm all in the old days. People used to get married. Ketanim, ketanis. If they want to be miyabim, even if it's katan ketana, we let them. And we're not afraid that later something will happen. There'll be nimsa a saris or an ayinus because we go basiroy. It's a miyad that people that are pharaoh wants not to be associated with Angus. We go basurai, and that's the machaygus. So may is chayish lemiyut and a bunan or not. Is a mingla, the Ram wants to say that's the machaygus in this mission over here also by Nida also, which sees dam of the meriglayim by Mida. According to a meyer, we she tells say is chayish lemiyut, and according to the bunan, not chayish lemiyut. I think if you look in the Gemara that you have some bays in Yivamis, it's not so befarish, but it's pretty clear in the whole sugya that how do you understand the whole machlokes to begin with, whether the chashinim mutu or not? So pashtus the bun hold we go basuroy, like we go basuroy in everything. You're not chayish mutu. We have a call. It's going down from the pasuk achar amlhates that we spoke about not that long ago. Achar amlhates you go basuroy. But the meyer will hold that whole pasuk of achar amlhates is only by rubit isa come on. It's only by Rav that's in front of us. The Moshe, the Pasuk of Achar Amlhates is talking about a Sanhedrin. We have Rav Dayanim in front of us that say one way, we go Basiroiv, we're not Chayesh for the Miyat. But Meir holds, but Ruba the Lesser Kamon, that's like a statistic. Ruba the Lesser Kamon means that Rav times, that's the way it is. Rav times people are not a Saris. It's not in front of us, Rav people that are this way, Rav people that. It's just a statistic. It's just known that this is a thing that only happens in Miyat times. Rav times it doesn't happen. That's called Ruben Lesser Commander. Ruben Lesser Commander may hold the whole Pasuk doesn't apply. The whole Pasuk of Achim Lahatis is Nishuk Zokavaran by Ruben Lesser Commander. It's only by Ruben Isa Commander. May I ask the Machet?
They hold the Isa that he sent as a
I think so. I think that Meshi Dachshing Mutas Mid Isa. Yeah, I mean, what's the practical application? I mean, there won't be Chayiv Einshim on it because there won't be give Malkus and Misa on it because it's not proven. It's only Achshash. But I think it may hold Mid Isa. You have to be Chayiv Shemut. You're not allowed to let them. The Katan and Katana Midraisa get married. Yechayesh and Mimotzi Saris. And that's what the Beis Yosef is saying here also. That over here we see, Rabbi Yosi is in the Sheet of the Rabbanim, which would be the Pashtus really. It's only a Meir that's Chayesh and Yuda. And Beis Yosef also hold that, like the Rabbanim, not Chayesh and Yuda. In the Kivega, in Tshuva, Sim Samach Beis, Kivega is a Shein Akasha. He says, according to this Rand, where we're learning, it comes out over here that Rabbi Yosi is not Chayesh and Yuda. Effectively, Kivega Stira, there's another Shita from Rabbi Yosi, a member in Amon Lekan Godel. The Gemara in Yivamos, Achsam Zayin, Amaral, after we went that not long ago, the Mishnah says that Koyin, the din is, we know Koyin gives his Eved to eat Truma. Never Kanani eats Truma, even though Truma is also to Zarim, even Yisrael is not going to eat Truma. But Eved Kanani is a din Kinyin Kaspoy. Kinyin Kaspoy is Zayi Behemta, he's going to give his Behemoth teeth, he's going to give Eved Kanani to eat Truma. So the Mishnah says, if the Koyin is a mess, the Kohen is nifted, the Kohen dies, and he leaves over sons Kohanim, the sons Yashin the Eved, and the Meir of the Eved continues to eat Truma, now because of the sons. But the Mishnah says, if a Kohen is mess, and he leaves over sons, and he also leaves over Ishtim Uberis, then the Eved cannot eat Truma. The reason is, because the Ub of Me'im is also Yerush. Then there's an Ub Me'im is also Yerush. Right now this Eved belongs in Shutfis with the sons that were born before, and this Uba, this Vlad Me'imai. But the Mishnah says there's a din that Uba is Poisvein and Michael. The Uba is Koin of the Eved, but the Uba is not Michael. Even though the Uba might be a Koin also, but he's not Michael. We go into that because the Pasuk says you lid Ishta, that the young with Michael, any young at any Michael. There has to be only if the young. So there's a Kosev. Only if the Koin is born, he's Michael Truma. But the Uba Me'imai, he yashins the Eved, but he's not Michael. So mainly because of this Uba, it creates the whole problem. The Mishnah, no one's chaylik. If you look at the Mishnah, that's the Yosi Shita, no one's chaylik. But the Gemara brings down the Braisa, the Shem Ben Yechai was chaylik. If Shem Ben Yechai, tying it, no. Even if it's Ishtim Uberes, the Kohen could, the Eved could eat. The reason is because Al Pi Roy, this Uba is not going to yashin. Because we know the Yom was Mechsa Schar, Mechsa in the Kavis. It's 50-50, girls and boys. And even on the Tzad, that's Mechsa Schar, maybe it'll be a Nafel. Maybe it won't be Bak Yoma. Maybe the child won't live. If the child doesn't live, so it comes out, there's only a Miyat. Less than 50% will be a Kohen Bakiyama by this Uba. So mainly, you don't have to be Choshed. If you go by Siroiv, that Al Pi Roiv, this Ishim Uberis is not having a Vlad, which passels the Eved from eating. Here we go by Siroiv. Also, effective Kivega, what's the Machaikas? So, Chayyid Machaikas is, Rabbi Yosi says, it's Chayesh to Miyuta. Rabbi Yosi is Chayesh for the percentage that will be that the Vlad is a Kohen, and the Vlad will be a Bakiyama. Here in Nida, Rabbi Yosi holds that if there's Dama the Meriglayim, we're not Chayesh Lemuta, that it's from the Makar, that's Tamei. We go Basaroy. But by the case of the Uba, Rabbi Yossi holds, we go Basaroiv, that the Uba is not a Koyin Bakayama, Zacha Bakayama. Again, the Api Roiv.
So what? It's still less than 50%.
See, that's just good. Why?
What do you mean? It's less than 50%. It's less than 50% that it's a Ben Kayom. It's less than 50% that it's a Ben Kayom.
No, but you have to. I like what he's asking. He's asking.
No, I made a mistake.
Let's say 1 out of 100 Chman son on Eiffel, right?
Okay.
So one out of 100 of boys are Nephilim, 1 out of 100 of Gimel.
True.
So the odds here are that from 100 Muberis, 48 will be, two will be in the Fingum, 48 will be in the Kavis, and 48 will be Scherm.
But Roy Lagus,
he didn't say good. That's isn't good. So from 100 Leidus, you can only have 48 in the Moshe that are going to be the Koyim Bakayama. 48 with Hakabi, it will be in the Kavis, and there will be two Nephilim. But there will only be a Miyat. Right. So as a Mela, Reb Shimba Yochai says, Al Pi Roiv, you could say that this Uba is not Yashining. So either it's going to be a Nephil who doesn't Yashin, or it's going to be a Kavu who doesn't Yashin, and they continue to eat. And it basically holds you can continue to eat. A Mela effect of Kivega, and basically holds you cannot eat. Because we're chayish l'muta. So, in fact, Kirega is a chayish Steven and Beis Yishita. Here he holds we are chayish l'muta, like a Meya, and in the Mishnah Nida he holds that we're not chayish l'muta, like the Rabbanon, chayish Steven. So, I was thinking maybe the chiluk is over here. It's a very big miyat. I mean, the tak is a miyat that will be a zocha bakiyama, but like we said, it's maybe 48-49%. It's a very very big miyat. Mashen came the miyat that the dam. In the Meraglayim was Dam Tomei, that's a very small miyat. So maybe by such a big miyat, which is almost mechsa, so close to mechsa, maybe that Beis is Moedim. But the Teretz is, Kivei didn't like this Teretz, because we find, like we said before, we find in Shas, there's two Gedarim. There's a din of miyat, and it's miyuta de miyuta. It's already miyuta de miyuta, it's such a small miyat, then even Remei is Moedim, that we're not chayish. But if we find over here that Remei is chayish, that obviously it's not together miyuta de miyuta, obviously it's together regular miyat. It's a regular small percentage. And once it's a regular meat, there's no difference between a regular meat and even a 49% meat. That we find either a chayish meat or you go basurai. Because like we explained, the real machoikas is in Lamdas, or what the drush of Acher Mahatis is. Does the drush of Acher Mahatis go on Ruba the Lesser Kaman or not? If you hold the drush of Acher Mahatis goes on Ruba the Lesser Kaman, then even if it's 49%, that's where you would say the drush. And even if it's 5%, you would say the drush. We would say the din of Acher Mahatis. So that's Kivegas Kasha. Over here, he basically holds that we say we go Basirayv, and we're not Chayish Muta. And over here, by Dam Nida, the basically holds like a Meya, that we are Chashinu Muta. We don't go Basirayv. What's the Chilak? So Kivegas wants to say, Amoyda Gateretz, that there's a Chilak. Says there's a Chilak between a Miyat which will never be Nispara, we're never going to know the truth, and a Miyat which will be Nispara, which in the end we will know the truth. But over here, by the Eved, by the Uba, eventually this baby is going to be born. And it's possible, being the Sparrow, that the Miyat was Emes. It's possible, being the Sparrow, that it was a Zacha, that it was a Ben Kiyama. That's why basically holds that you have to be Chayash Shemuta. You have to be Chayash Shemuta, that it's a Kayin Zacha, Ben Kiyama, who Yashin B'meimu, and he passed from being Michael. So the case is like this. But the machalikas are made in the bond, they're not machalik. They're talking about machalik. Moshe, in that case of a service in Angus, you could also wait. Like the Mar says in Yivamah Staf Pei, when a boy or girl reaches Ben Esrim, they become 20 years old, and it's no longer Mismani Angus, then it's already proven behechlet that's a service in Angus. So the truth is, if you'd wait till they're 20, then it'll be Nispara. If we let them get married now, and later when they turn 20 years old, it will be Nispara if they were from the Miyat, who was Saras and Angelus. And even so, the Bonan said, no, we're not Chayesh, we go Basaroy. Because the Bonan will not Machak, whether it's Nispara or not later. The Bonan held, right now you go Basaroy. Right now you have a Heta, Achram Hate, so you know we say, Piroy, if it's not a Saras and Angelus, a Konakananda can do Yibim. Even though later be Nispara. And a Meir is also not Machak. A Meir holds always Chayesh Muta. Whether it's something which could be Nispara or not. Because maybe the Rabbanan are not Machal. Kiveg is just saying in the Beisi sheet. The Beisi is like a middle sheet. The Beisi hope, but it's something which will be Nispara, that the Miyat might be Emes, Then it basically says we hold like a meyach, chashir amuta. If it's something which will not be in the spara and never be in the spara to us, then already we're going to the bona, we are not chayish amuta. We go with the right. And meyach, that's the comes up very good, basically shita. By dam, neither, we're never going to know where this dam came from. We're looking at this dam in the Meriglaim. We have a chash, a meyach by medes, where the issue was standing. A meyach by a meyach of Meriglaim, the dam came from the makar. And the roiv did not. So since but we're never going to know the truth. There's no way to know. And since you're never going to know, that's where basically holds like the Rabbanan. That loy chashinu miyuta. Not chashinu miyuta, and we go basar roiv. Mashen kain, by the case of the Mishnah Amano Ken Gadol, where Kain Azifta, and he's over Ishti Muberis, that Rabbi Yasi over there holds, we are chashinu miyuta, that maybe it's a Zohar Bakiyama. That's because eventually it'll be proven, and it may be proven that it was a Zohar Bakiyama. It may come out to be proven like the Mir, and when it's possibly proven, there basically is Machalik. Lamaisa, what's the svara of this? Well, here isn't explained, Rabbi Yasi Shita. Yeah. And especially the way we're explaining, according to the Mahomachaikas and Meir Chum is a Machaikas in this drush of Acher Marahat, it says, go on Rubid Lesser, come on. There's a go on a Rave that's not in front of us, it's only a statistic. If that's the if it's a Machaikas, if the Pasuk goes on Rubid Lesser, come on, so it might not come in if it's Asim Lespar or not. If you hold this as a Kosov of Acher Marahat, even by Rubel Lesser, come on, then it should always be Achim Ratis, even if it's safe from the Spire, the way the Rabbanon hold. And if you hold the Pasuk Achim Ratis does not go on Rubel Lesser, come on, then you should be Chashim Yud always, whether it's like a mayor, whether it's also in the Spire or not. So I think maybe it's Kvega meant, in the Beisi Shita, Beisi is Machang between a meat which might be in the Spire and a meat which cannot be in the Spire. The Beisi is saying that the drasha of Achir Mahatis could be is telling us that to go basaroiv and treat the meat kamisha enai. That's the Gezer Kosov. The Achir Mahatis tells us go basaroiv and treat the meat kamisha enai. And like Hashim Mutas, as if it doesn't exist. The meat as if it doesn't exist. The Menla basically holds it's only possible to say that the meat is kamisha enai if it's a meat that will never be proven. But if it's a meat that's later going to be proven that she was a Saras or an islandess, so it's later going to be proven that the Ubu was a Zachar Bakiyama, it's like Boharag Baraglov. You can't tell me it was Kamisha Enai. Give it a look, it's right over here in front of you. It's amazing. I think that's what Beis Yishita. Beis Yishita is we're saying Shita Sin Tanoyim. It's a little funny to say Torah and what the Tana Shita is. But the Kriyega is saying this. The Kriyega is being machadish to us that there's a third Shita in Tanoyim. And really, the Kriyega is more the Kriyega because you learn all over Shas. Whenever you learn, the Gemara only mentions a man or a banan. Whether chashin miyuta or not chashin miyuta, but the emes is whenever you learn the Gemara, machlekes a man rabbanon, chashin miyuta or not, you have to ask yourself, you have to look into it. Is it a miyut that can be in the spara? Because if it's a miyut that can be in the spara, then Rabbi Yosi will hold like Remeya, the chashin miyuta, and if it's miyut that's not yachol in the spara, then Rabbi Yosi will hold like the rabbanon. That will be chashin miyuta. Again, Remeya and rabbanon don't make a chilak. According to Remeya, it's always chashin miyuta. According to rabbanon, it's never chashin miyuta. But you have to know in each case if you want to know a Beisi Shita. You have to know in each Gemara if it's something which the Miyad can be inspired, then the Beisi will hold your May. If it's Miyad that cannot be inspired, Beisi will hold the Rebbanon. But then in the Fizeh, I just had a Shtikl Kasha. It should come out then in this Machlokes in Yevamos Dakafi Tes about Kotan Katana, if they could be Miyabim. That's a chayr Miyad which can be inspired. It'll be inspired later if it was a source of Nagas. So the chayr should come out that Beisi holds like a Meya. In that case, Rabbi Yosi would tell you, you are Chayesh Muta because you can't say it's Kamisha, the way we're explaining, you can't say it's Kamisha Enei because when they turn 20, we're going to know. So we can't let them be Miyabim now. Maybe they'll turn 20 and we'll find them to be a Saras and Angus. So in Chayesh, Rabbi Yosi will hold like a Meya. And the Bezoi, my Shaila is, there's a Tosis, Kivek actually mentions it in a different Indian in this Tshuva. There's a Tosis in Shabbos, Achufa Mehayim Amabez, the Tosis says that even though we have a cloud all over that Beisharim Beis Himmel, the Lomach is like Beis Himmel, like we once spoke about this also because Beis Himmel was derived. But if there was a case of in the Gemara of a chash of an Eilun Mol that Rabbi Yosi held like Beis Shammai, and Tosfos all the Rishonim say in that Machlokes we pass like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Himmel, because Rabbi Yosi goes like Beis Shammai. So it's interesting. I don't know what the ratio between Beis Shammai and Beis Himmel was. Rabbi Yosi, they're all Tanoim. Rabbi Yosi is just one more Tana. But for some reason, Rabbi Yosi, when you add them together with Beis Shammai, the halacha becomes like Beis Shammai over Beis Himmel. It was there. I'm clarifying also. Whenever you have a machlokes of Meir Rabbanan, and you add the Beis to Meir, will they be chaylak on the Rabbanan? would you say that? The same way Tosfos says when you raise it to Rosh Hashanah, and every Gemara you learn, Machlokes of Meir and Rabbanon, you would have to know if it's, again, if it's a Miyat that will be in the Spara, Rabbi Yesu passes like a Meir, and then the Halacha will be like a Meir, even though normally Yechram Halacha Krav and pass like Rabbanon, but then we would pass like a Meir. And meaning on this Gemara of Katnu Katana, that we don't let them be Miyabim, until they're proven not to be a Saras and Angelus, how do we paskin? And I looked in the Rambam, what?
There is a chiluk, I don't know if it meant, but the Kotan Katan, it's shayach that it won't be a Sbar. By the Nephil.
Well, how does shayach that it won't be a Sbar if they die?
If they die.
Uh-huh.
By the Nephil, no matter what, it's going to be a Sbar.
One way or the other.
Right.
I don't think the way we're learning, it doesn't make a difference if it's possibly being inspired or badly being inspired. As long as it's possibly being inspired, you can't say it's kmishena. You can't say it's kmishena because it might be bahar gragla. You can't say it's kmishena if it be in front of you, proven the other way. As long as it's a possibility, you can't say that. I was say over here, the we should pass like a man. If you look at Rambam. This descent, I don't know if anyone's murdered this, doesn't this? I just realize now that the Ram doesn't paskin. This halacha, it's something that gave us today because we're not miyabim. We were cheshis abashol, the Gemara in the beginning of Amos, abashoyma, that we're not miyabim today. But the Ram doesn't pass like abashol. The Ram paskins that there is yibim today. So why isn't the Ram paskin? In Perek Gimel Hilchos Yibim, the Ram does talk about the Gemaras that yibim of a cotton is din of maima, those Gemaras from Gamliel in the fifth Perek. That if we do let the cotton be miyabim, at that point it only has din as evi maima begadol. Yeah, those are dinim rabbanon. There's a whole set of halachas. But the ikkad in the race is if you do you allow them to be miyabim and grow up together and become gedolim, even if it's maima now, later eventually it'll be a kinyan gomer. But the Ram doesn't paskin, and the halacha should be maybe the halacha attack is over here like a meya according to this kivega, be a bichidish. B'chatz b'chiddush, there's a third sheet in Tanayim in this, and it's always, it depends on every single case.
A man is only begir
when the yavam is a katan. The Ram brings down. But that's the malach of katan and katan. If you allow them to be yavam, the Ram doesn't bring down. I'm not saying maybe steam is be mashma that they could, because you know we don't talk about it. We assume they could, and we pass like drabanan. But then we're asking a kasha because the point of Cheshbon will come out. The Beis will hold like a meya, and when the Beis holds like even the Das Yachid, Tosfos says we pass like the Das Yachid. Then Kiveg wants to say a different test of the kasha, the original kasha, the Steve and the Beis, that in the Mishnah Nida, the Beis holds we go Basaroy, when Loi Cheshim Miyut, when not Cheshim Miyut, Dam and the Meriglaim is Tame, the Ish is Taha, we're not Cheshim Miyut. But in the Mishnah and the Monarch and Gadol, Rabbi Yossi is chayish to miyuta that the Uba is a zochah bakiyama, and we don't let the Eved Kanani eat Shema. So it's a steer, here is chayish to miyuta. We had a steer. So Kveg wants to say, the chunk is on chathchilan b'dieved. That's his lashon. The chunk is, by dam nida, it's in your b'dieved, Kveg calls it. Because she was already mutter in Lebaila. And we want to come and ask, we have a shayla to ask in Lebaila, that says everybody Yevet. That we don't do. That we're not chayashim yuta. Mashen came by the Yevet Kanani, we want the Yevet Kanani to eat truma, now to eat truma, that's like in Chachila. In Chachila, to go do something, that you are chayashim yuta. That's the words of Kivega. So first of all, I didn't begin to understand it. What's the chalim between the Ish and the Yevet? The Ish was mutter in Lebaila before, the Yevet was mutter b'truma before. We're saying that we want to take away the ish, be mafish the ish, be baila, and asa no baila, that's a b'dievet. So here also, you want to asa the evet from eating truma vaita, that should also be b'dievet. The teretz is, by the evet, it's called the chathchina because his original eating ended. His original eating from the father, from the kohen, that for sure ended. He's not eating because of the father anymore. The question now is, who yashened him? We're going to start off a whole brand new Kenyan Kasper. We want to allow this Eved to eat because of the son. So that's already a Shaila, but maybe the Uber Yashin, and maybe he has an Odeg now who passes him from eating. Maybe it's an Uber. An Uber does not allow an Eved to eat. You live in Michael, and you live in Michael. There's a meaning that that's a Chachinga. When you come in Chachinga and you want to allow someone to do something, and you have a Chash Muta, that's where your basis Chashin Muta. It's a whole thing together. Mashain Kane, by neither, she was Mutung or by that's called B'di Eved. That's Kivig's other chiluk. I was really mutching on a little bit the whole sprach kivega talking about chachinah b'diev. It seems to me a little bit different than we used to in the chayr, and we would normally call this chazakas. That's what we should say, that by the isha she was becheskas tayra. So if you have a suffix, if this was done need or not, you should go b'as chazakas she's mutter. Maybe that's what kivega should have worded it. Over there you have a chazakas. Mashen kin over here by truma, we know the adin for sure died. And we're coming, like we said before, we're coming to start a whole new achila from the Yerusha, from the Yashim. And the question is, are these Yashim, are they Michael this Eviknani? Is it only the sons that are born before here, that Yashim? Are they Michael? Or was it also the Uber was Yerush? We have a Suffolk, the Uber was Yerush, so there's no Chazak on that. So we can make a chunk between Chazak and Nachazak. But Teretz is that there's a famous Tosis in Gittin, that phase on base. There's another place also that by neither you never call the Cheskas Taira, because it's a Chazaka Suyu Nishtanis. The Shemaisa speaks about it in a number of places. A Chazaka, which is made to change, is not a Chazaka. Chazaka, the Mikari, is a Moshul. If somebody is a Suffolk, if he became Tommy or not, regular person, if he walked over a cave or not, he's a Cheskas Taira, and a person's Cheskas Taira is not made to change. If he's careful his whole life, he goes through his whole life to be taught. But Isha, we know she's a Suyun Ashtane. She's made to, if not today, tomorrow, if not tomorrow, next week, within a certain amount of time, the Isha is going to become a Nida. That's not Chazaka. As a Mingla, that's why Kivega did not make the Chiluk here whether Chazaka or not. Kivega only made the Chiluk about the Chachim with the Eved. And I think Pshat is because Chazak and Lusushin Shtana, even though it's not a Chazaka, but it's enough to be Magdia if something's Chachim or B'dievet. Even though it's a Chazak and Lusushin Shtana, but it's enough to be Magdia to make it a Chachinga. It was, or to make it B'dievet. If you had a Chazak, even though it was a Lusushin Shtana, it's because you have a whole, she was Mutung Bayanga, and you come into Mafisha, that's called a B'dievet. That we're not Chayesh Shemuta. Mashen came to Michael the Eved, where there's not even a Chazak of the Mikara. That's called the Chachinah. You can't say Michael Devon Chachinah. That we don't do. There's a little more, and I really had another cash over here, but it's a little detail involved. We'll leave it. Look inside. Okay.